The mayoral race is expected to be very close, with Kathleen Ford and Bill Foster running a virtual tie in the polls. Ford is running as a change candidate, while Foster is positioned more as the candidate that would continue along the lines of outgoing Mayor Rick Baker. Ford was critical of the performance of Baker and Foster.
Well, you know, Mr. Foster approved of all those high taxes. The city of St. Petersburg's tax rate in 2001 to 2007 hasn't changed that much. And the amount of taxes actually collected nearly doubled from $58 million to $103.6 million. And you know what? We never had the number of police officers we really needed on the street to protect us. So consequently, whereas when I left council in 2001, the city of St. Petersburg was safer than Tampa and Miami, today we're not. We need to be very careful about how we're spending those city dollars. And the other thing is, now is not the time for a new baseball stadium. You know, we really need to attend to the issues here in the city. We need to make sure we have safe neighborhoods, safe schools, safe business districts. We really cannot afford $500 million for a new baseball stadium. And you know, that one's going to be paid off in 2016. My opponent wants to negotiate a new agreement for a new stadium. Now is just not the time for that.
WMNF invited Foster to respond to this criticism, but he was unavailable for comment. Ford was recently accused of using a racial slur in describing her personal style. Her explanation is that she was quoting Cornel West, a professor at Princeton University, and didn't know what the acronym meant.
I was quoting a Princeton professor, as you know, and I was dealing with the issue of gatekeepers. And the point I was trying to make is that I want everybody to feel like they have access to me. You don't have to go through somebody in order to have the mayor's ear, because I'm open, accessible, and accountable to everyone. And that was the point that I was trying to make, inartfully so. And I apologize to folks, and I called Goh Davis up and left a message on his cell phone saying, I'm sorry, I had no idea that was how that term was bandied about in the community. I was just quoting an eminent professor from Princeton University.
Two issues surfaced with voters consistently. First is the future of Baywalk, the financially strapped downtown shopping and movie venue. Joyce Starrett shared her concerns.
I picked up Bill Foster and because I wanted to see Baywalk come back to life. And Kathleen Ford had voted against
the... She was against it.
She was against it, and it's ruining the downtown, and so we don't need another Nancy Pelosi.
A second common issue also surfaced. What direction to take with public investment in renovating or replacing Tropicana Field, the Devil Rays ballpark? St. Pete voter David Glenn listed his concerns.
Well, I voted for change. I'm interested in someone going to work every day and fighting for the people, not make sweetheart deals on this awful situation with the dome. I'm not for building a new dome. I think the city has gotten stuck enough, and they still got all this left on their rental agreement, and now they're out looking this. I just don't like it. It's pressure. And the people shouldn't have to pay for it.
Dave and Bonnie Ruth saw the issue from the opposite side.
Well, I think I'd like to go with Mr. Foster. Don't know necessarily all that much about him, notwithstanding he has a lot of support from the community leaders. And seems like Mrs. Ford seems to be a reform-type candidate or something, and I kind of like to see the way St. Pete's going. I'd like us to keep moving in that direction.
I agree. I like Mr. Foster because he does support the team, not into spending a lot of taxpayer money on things, but I do want to keep the Rays in St. Pete, Pinellas County.
Two city council candidates also weighed in on what to do with the stadium issue. District 6 incumbent Carl Nurse opposes direct public investment.
If the time comes that we need to either renovate the trop or rebuild, I think it'll be on that site. What I do hope happens when the economy turns is that we look at that vast parking lot and say, how can we redo this parking lot to have restaurants and maybe some convention space and hotels and office buildings and make that a multi-use facility. And if we could make that happen, that's how you pay for the public's contribution to the site.
District 8 challenger Leonard Schmiege also opposes any public spending at this time.
My views, I'm also probably the candidate with the strongest position other than Kathleen Ford, who wrote the charter initiatives. But out of the city council races, I have the spoken strongly, very strongly against using tax money for a new stadium, or because right now it's just not the time. We have a deal with the Rays already. You know, what, it'd be meaningless if we have to rework a deal before the end of every contract. Let's finish the contract out. It's almost absurd at this point to be talking about a new stadium with the problems we have in our community, the amount of homeless people on each corner that you see driving around town. So we really need, and the crime rate going up and the economy in the toilet, we have to focus on jobs and what's really important and not on baseball. We'll keep baseball, keep the Rays.
Polls are open until 7 p.m. tonight. This is Mark Anderson reporting from St. Petersburg.